British folk star Beans on Toast, real name Jay McAllister, is used to huge audiences. He's played Glastonbury every year since around 2003 and played to thousands in shows all over Europe, North America and South Africa. He performed to a crowd of over 100,000 in 1 week while opening for longtime friend and producer Mr. Leeds Redding himself, Frank Turner, on his UK stadium tour in 2014. But now Beans is going all intimate with his Small Town Celebrations tour, which is visiting and celebrating 16 of England's finest towns. It includes a date at the Black Market in Warsop between Worksop and Mansfield on May the 13th, and he's also at Ebden Bridge near Halifax on May the 15th. I'm going to ask him all about that. My name's Graham Walker, and I've got Beans on the phone to tell us all about it. So, first of all, Beans, why stray from the beaten track to this Small Town's adventure?
First, great introduction. That was lovely, listening to that. Why do Small Towns? I don't know. I really love touring, and I get to tour all over the shop, but I don't want to kind of forget where I came from, I guess, which is I grew up in a small town in Essex and always struggled to get bands to come through. No one ever really, no touring bands ever came through and played Essex. Or certainly not in Braintree. It was just like, and it started off as a small idea. It was like I felt that every time I went a little bit further afield with the gig, I enjoyed it more, and people kind of appreciated the fact that I'd come out there rather than just doing, the Manchester or the Liverpool or whatnot. So we started off, I was like, let's see how many new places we can visit. And the idea of the tour was to originally go to places that I'd never been before, but we ended up kind of, I have played Hebden Bridge at the Trades before, and I've played Reading before, so a few shows that I've done before, but a lot of new ground, which I guess, touring is all about experiencing new things and covering new ground, so
it is, and you know what, it's also about helping others, and you do that, you bang the drum for other songwriters and performers, and I think you're giving a chance for people to shine on this tour. I gather that you're going to be asking people from various towns to join you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, exactly that. There's one of the best things about songwriting is the kind of community that you get. Certainly there's people who have looked after me. There's an element of if you kind of write songs, you meet other people that do it and you always help them out, and it builds a kind of network of touring and whatnot. So with this, it was like, one, it was me wanting to find a way of connecting with the town. And it was like, well, okay, well, if we speak to the local musicians, see where they're coming from, they'll know what goes on in the town. So we looked and found musicians in each town, and we're doing a compilation CD of all of the acts that are opening on the whole tour and calling it like Songs from Small Town, which will be distributed at each gig. And and just sort of through that, just make join the whole thing together, basically.
I think that's terrific. It's terrific you're giving support to other artists, because I know it's difficult these days, isn't it? Not just to get live gigs, but to get recordings as well. So, and I've got to ask you about recordings, because I gather that you've got something that you do every year on December the 1st, which is your birthday, and to celebrate that, you normally release an album. Now, I'm just wondering, this tour that you're going on, is that going to give you new material, and are we going to get another one on December the 1st?
There'll definitely be another album in December the 1st. And yeah, there's an element of that. By releasing an album every year, I'm kind of always writing. And with stuff like tours, the way I see songwriting is you write a song and it takes you to an interesting place to play it. And then that interesting place then inspires another song. And it's a kind of, it feeds itself, its creativity. So the kind of the touring and the writing are definitely interlinked.
I think on the tour as well, apart from local artists, I think there's somebody bringing in from Kansas. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Who's going to be supporting you?
Yeah, it's a guy called Sky Smead. So I've done a fair bit in the States. And again, this is a guy that I've played with out there. He's like a country singer. And I wanted, just again, to make the tour interesting. And also, I think it's coming, he's never really been to England. So for him to see England and see these small towns, and I kind of almost want to view it through his eyes a little bit as well, because he's from a small town in Kansas, like middle of nowhere, and definitely the Americans sort of romanticized that kind of English countryside and the sort of small town England. So I think he just seemed like a really interesting person to be in the team, that on top of the fact that he's got great songs, and he's a brilliant friend. It just happened that he was in the country at the time, and he sort of called up and was like, I really want to come to England. I'm going to book some flights. Can you help me get some shows? And I was just like, just come on tour, my man. Let's just do it. And I said, it's a bit of a, you know, it's not the usual UK tour, but it will be an interesting sight for you.
Well, it's not a usual tour, because I guess that you're also going to be planning and celebrating each town's identity. And I'm told that you're going to be actually organising pub crawls. Now, I guess he's never been on one of those. And also visiting local tourist attractions and the rest of it. I mean, is all that part of the celebration?
Yeah, exactly. And I hope it's not a case of I've kind of bitten off more than I can chew. But that's certainly the idea. And again, we've spoke to the promoters and the musicians in each town and sort of said, look, we want to do interviews with you guys for this film, you know, about, you know, living in King's Lynn or living in Warsaw or being a promoter in these towns and the kind of sort of where music fits into cultural life. And again, just trying to, we're trying to look for goodness in all of it. So it's just like, you know, we want to find out what people do and if possible, do it, you know, go and do it with them. So if there is, I think we're looking at kind of surfing when we go to Newquay, for example, or if there's, again, the best thing we've had so far is speaking to local musicians and being like, look, where would you be during the day, and can we come and join you, basically? And then if it's looking like something good, can we invite people that have bought tickets or people that are just hanging about to come and do some sort of group activities? I mean, it's something I've never done before, so I don't know how exactly it will pan out, but we'll have fun trying.
I'm sure you will, and I've got to give credit to anybody who can organise a pub crawl as part of the official tour. That's well done. I've got to give you full credit to that.
Well, that's the easy bit. I think the drinking is the easy bit. I think it's the local tourist attractions that we might have a hard time drumming up a crowd for, but we'll see.
I've got to ask you about this fantastic name that you're going on stage as well, Beans on Toast. How did that come about? And I mean, do your family call you Beans now, or is it Jay when you're at home?
my family and most of my friends do call me Jay, but you know, if you give yourself a silly name, you're going to have to answer to it. My nephew, who's about coming on two now, he's sort of like, I'm always referred to as Uncle Beans with them, but. Yeah, you know, I think originally I was going to start a band, and I just wanted a name that was kind of English, and I think it's quite suitable for the music that I make, being sort of simple and to the point, basically.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I just want to refer to the kind of music that you do. I mean, your songwriting, it openly deals with topics of politics, drugs, love, and I guess behind the humour there's this serious political message of equality and general respect for one another. Now, I just want to ask you, though, Beans, can music make a difference?
It's certainly not why I write songs, and I'm not trying to change anybody's mind or force my opinions on anybody else. But you know, music's powerful, isn't it? You know, it can certainly help you shape your thoughts and sort of point you in the right direction, or turn your attention to something that you might not have been paying attention to before. And this isn't me talking about my own music, but, you know, never underestimate the power of a song, I think, is worth saying.
And in terms of the tour, just going to go back to that, you are filming some of it for a documentary to be shown at Glastonbury, is that right?
Yeah, in a friend of mine, there's a groovy movie, Solar Powered Cinema, which is a friend of mine's tent up in the Greenfields. And I've done a few kind of makeshift documentaries before, and they've screened them, and... So this is good because it gives me a deadline. So, you know, I've got to finish up. Originally, someone else was going to make this documentary, but that's not going to happen anymore. It's going to be completely DIY again. But, yeah, we're going to film it and interview everybody and kind of, you know, dig deep into what is going on in England at the moment and why people should love it rather than kind of... It's all going to be a positive.
And I guess turning up at one of your gigs then means that you've got a good chance of starring at Glastonbury this year by being on the big screen. Are you performing at Glastonbury again this year?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I did Avalon stage on Saturday afternoon. So, big step up. It's been my biggest Glastonbury show yet. So,
all right.
I've got a long and loving history with Glastonbury.
All right, well, look, we'll put all the dates on our website. I think you can also find everything on www.beansontoastmusic.com.
Exactly that, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, have a great time. I'm hoping that I'm going to catch up with you along the tour. I'd love to see you.
Yeah, please, come and say hi, yeah.
All right, Beans. Well, listen, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you, man. Nice one. Come say hi at the show.